Hey, Pittsburgh Steelers fans, welcome to the Behind the Steel Curtain Power Half Hour on BehindTheSteelCurtain.com. I'm Chris Pugh. Paul Janchek has taken the week off, but I'm here with Joe Frost. Joe, how are you?
Doing all right, man. I just had my birthday, so this is the greatest week ever. I had a we have a W to celebrate, and I celebrated it with some strawberry cheesecake for my birthday.
What day was your birthday?
Yesterday, actually.
Tuesday. Oh, yesterday. Okay.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Yeah, very good. And everyone else is listening, going, "Man, they don't know each other. They don't know when their birthday's right." Sorry, it happens.
And sometimes I forget what my own birthday is.
Okay.
I mean, I'm trying to, because the number is getting really high. I'm not happy with where that number is. There's nothing I can do about it to lower that number.
I get frustrated because we've talked about Big Ben in the past. Is he too old or not? And look at his age. He's 39. And like, I'm like, is he too old? And I'm 46. Why am I talking about if a 39-year-old's too old or not? Shame on me.
Holy. No, it's worse when they're like 31. They're like, oh, is he too old? Are you kidding me?
Right.
No, he's not too old for hardly anything.
Remember the good old days?
For high school. Like, he's too old for high school.
Well, remember the good old days when we were 7 or 8 and our football heroes are 31. We're like, oh, that's my dad's age. And now we're like, oh, they're young. Those young whippersnappers playing NFL football.
These children are playing professional sports and earning way more money than I do.
Well, usually we're in a bye week, and usually we take this time to viciously rip the city the Pittsburgh Steelers are playing and their football team, but we got nobody to rip this week, so we're going to take a little bit more, I guess, less tongue-in-cheek. We're going to have fun doing it. We're taking a look at the 5 toughest games for the Steelers in the rest of the season. I will say, and this is not going to be fun to talk about, but the Steelers have 3, in my opinion, winnable games upcoming, and then the rest of their season becomes a murderer's row of tough. And that's not to say the Steelers can't win, but it's the schedule gets a lot tougher. So we're going to be talking about that. Joe,
I think in looking at those games, like some of them are coming up soon. So that murderer's row is really the end of the season. It's just nasty looking. So we've got a lot of. A lot of rooting to do for our team in order to help them get through murderer's row here.
Yeah, because, and we'll talk about this in a second, but there is a couple winnable games, but then all heck breaks loose in the end of the season when you look at who they're playing. Joe was good enough to put together a list. So we're going to share Joe's list with everyone, and we'll talk about them.
Then make me look ridiculous for making that my list, but
that's what I'm saying. This is Joe Frost's list, not my list.
Yikes!
Well, let's start. Now, Joe looked at the 5 remaining games. Because obviously the Steelers have some upcoming games with divisional foes, and you know already I'm looking to say, man, there's some other tough games, and that's not a criticism of Joe's list. It's saying, holy cow, there's some really tough games coming up when, you know, some of these tough games don't even make the top 5. But let's start with
So in my thinking, just before we get into this, in my thinking, like, these are key games specifically for a playoff-bound Pittsburgh Steelers this season. I think there's some games in the remaining schedule that will be a struggle to get a win, and I think it's are survivable as losses as long as these games go well. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That's kind of my thinking there. Like, I think there's 1 or 2 games on there. It's like, that's going to go bad. And but if these games all still go, these are key games that if the Steelers come out with a victory, I think might still be in a good position.
Well, and it's not a criticism of you at all. It's more of the reality that Steelers fans are facing, saying our team is playing some well of tough games coming up. But let's first of all look at your number 5, and we're looking at December 19th game where the Tennessee Titans visit the Steelers. the Titans are currently 4-2, coming off an impressive Monday Night Football win over Buffalo. What's your thoughts on this game?
I think this is just going to be a real – that's going to be a slobber knocker right there. That is just going to be a slugfest between two really, really great teams. As it was in previous seasons, the Titans' run game against the Pittsburgh Steelers' defense was highlighted in this head-to-head matchup. Now, previously, the Steelers have been able to handle the Titans' run game. They really have. And in ways that a lot of other teams in the league have not been able to do. So I've got good hope for this matchup. Because they've been able to handle Henry. And so I think it's a key potential win for the Steelers in that remaining slate, because the Titans are a playoff-bound team that I think the Steelers do have a chance to have the right scheme in place to come away with a W.
Thankfully, it's a home game, but, you know, Pittsburgh beat Tennessee in Tennessee last year.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting. Yeah, some of these tough, opponents that the Steelers are playing, yeah, you know, they've done pretty well against Derrick Henry. We're going to talk about the Ravens in a minute. They've done pretty well against Lamar Jackson in the past. Hopefully that trend would continue. I still see it as a winnable game. I think the Titans are really overhyped. I thought it was a good win that they had over the Bills. I don't look at them as invincible. Everyone looked at Julio Jones to say, wow, Julio Jones is amazing. Julio Jones has had one good game. He's been hurt, and he hasn't played that well the other games. So I don't look – I mean, it's going to be a difficult game. I think the Steelers have got to play their best to have a chance, but it is a winnable game. I think really – and let me mention this as a quick overview. I think if the Steelers can play an efficient game on offense – they're not going to put up 50, 60 points on you anymore. But if they can take care of the ball, don't turn it over, don't give up a billion sacks, they can win games. And if you look at the way they've won the three games they've won this year, they've done that. Big Ben hasn't had to throw the ball a ton. They've gotten the running game a little bit more on track. That's how they win. And, you know, that's how you have to beat a team like Tennessee.
And even the much maligned O-line, which has still struggled some in the past two games, have really held it together, and Ben hasn't ended up on his back very much and had time to make the plays that Ben can make.
It's interesting. You've got a couple of opponents, obviously a couple of divisional opponents the Steelers play twice from now until the end of the year. One upcoming one, and you have this mentioned as a number four game, is actually the Steelers' first game after the bye, where October 31st, Halloween, man, Joe, it's going to be quite a day. Pittsburgh goes to Cleveland to play the Browns. Right now it's a 1 p.m. game. I'm hearing that you possibly could see Tony Romo and Jim Nantz calling the action. Oh, boy, from Cleveland. What makes you look at that as number four?
Well, I think it's really, really important for the Steelers to handle business in the division for basically the rest of the season. They just really need to handle their business. The Browns really handled them last year. And it's going to be important, I think, right away on the 31st for the Steelers to get a win against the Browns, get the monkey off their back from the end of last season, prove that they're the team that can win, that can be on the track towards the playoffs. This is a momentum game. Then that's why it's important to me, not just beating Cleveland, but that first game after the bye. It'll put them over 500. And put them in a completely different conversation. The early part of the season, I think it was just such a difficult psychological hole to pull out of, when all of the conversation, how horrible the O-line is, Ben is washed up, Najee isn't getting the carries that he needs to get, everything is horrible, and maybe Pittsburgh should dive into the sea, or whatever it is that all of the crazy people were talking about. I think that they've gotten some of that off their back, and the important momentum game is the 31st coming off the bye.
A personal note, and we've said this each time we've gone behind the steel curtain, for love of all things holy, please beat the Browns this year. That's my personal message from Chris to the Steelers. And you know what? I'll tell you, Joe, if you look at this list just from a what's going to be the toughest games, you could, underline could, make the argument that maybe this October 31st shouldn't be on the top five. The Browns are kind of in a little bit of a disarray right now. They did not look good. Now, granted, Arizona, some people think is the best team in the NFL right now. So Arizona's made six teams not look good. But they really made the Browns look bad. A lot of banged up Browns. Baker Mayfield's not going to be playing. He's got torn labrum. I mean, when you have a torn muscle, don't play football. You know, take a break. And, you know, Baker is pushing himself. But, you know, you can make the argument. Case Keenum is a nice game manager. The Browns have more of a running game. Maybe the Browns look better with Case Keenum right now. Who knows? But I'm looking at that Browns-Steelers game. Already you're hearing, you know, they put the backup running back in Kareem Hunt. Sorry about that. They put the backup running back on IR. And they put their well-regarded rookie linebacker, let's call him J.O.K., he's on injured reserve. And there's 20 other guys on injured reserve before the Browns play Denver. Now, some of these guys could be ready by Pittsburgh, most likely. But the Browns are a banged-up team. No way of knowing if Baker Mayfield's coming back or not. I think this is a winnable game by the Steelers. Now, the Steelers have got to be efficient on offense. They've got to look good on defense. But I think they can confuse, especially if it's Baker Mayfield out there playing against the Browns. So, yeah, the Browns are going to be tough games. They're a lot better team machine than they've been in the past. But I think, especially when it comes to October 31st, that's a game the Steelers could win.
I agree. I think they can come out with a win, especially the situation they're in now. The Browns don't get the week off, but Pittsburgh does. So I think it's a winnable game, but it's – to me, it's important for the Steelers to come away with a win. Like if they do that thing where they play down to competition and allow a backup to sneak up on them, that's going to be a real difficult hole to get out of.
And the Browns are still going to be a tough test. I mean, I think this game that, and again, we're taping this on Wednesday. This is slated to be released on Saturday. So the Browns game will be done by now because the Browns play the Broncos on Thursday night. But look at that game. If the Browns look junky, if Denver beats the Browns, I mean, you know, you're looking at Browns team in disarray. But even if the Browns bounce back and beat Denver up by a lot, it's still going to be a tough Browns team that the Steelers are going to be playing, but it's a game maker win, as we talked about before.
In terms of momentum, it would almost be nice if the Browns got a win against Denver. They'll come into the game with Pittsburgh having, you know, a little bit of a chip on their shoulder that Pittsburgh can take advantage of. Whereas if they came in off of a loss, they'll have something to prove. So, you know.
Well, you know, from
the way, I'd almost like to see him get the win at Denver, but
from the way they looked against Arizona, I mean, it's not even a conference disarray. It's a, you know, you've got some injuries. I think it was foolishness for them to, you know, sit there and like, oh, it's the referees. Okay, there's rough calls in every NFL game. I mentioned this on Pittsburgh Sports Live on Sunday night where they were freaking out about the questionable call at the end of the Seattle game. And I pretty much bluntly said this. I said this after the blown call on the blocked field goal against Green Bay, you know, from the Steelers. Yeah, we can gripe all day long about the bad refereeing, but until the NFL gives a care, nothing's going to happen. And the NFL has proven they haven't really cared about bad refereeing because they haven't changed it at all. Mm-hmm. But I still think that the Browns lost by 23 points. Refereeing's not going to change it. If one call gets changed, it doesn't matter. And I'd say the same thing about the Green Bay-Pittsburgh game. Yeah, it would've been neat if that call had been overturned and the Steelers have had the touchdown. Sorry, they still lose that game. I think Green Bay still would have knocked off Pittsburgh even if that call was changed. All right. Let's take a break on the show from the Behind the Steel Curtain Network. Hey, Steelers fans, welcome back to BehindTheSteelCurtain.com's Pittsburgh Steelers Power Half Hour. I'm Chris Pugh. Joe Frost is with me. And we're kind of going over the toughest games for the Steelers from now until the end of the regular season. We talked about the Titans game. It's coming up on December 19th. We talked about the October 31st game where the Steelers go to Cleveland to play the Browns. And, Joe, I'm keen to number three. You got another Browns game on the list. You got a January 3rd game, which is a Monday nighter. It's going to be back at Pittsburgh. Tell me about why you think this will be a tough one.
It's a big showcase game. It's also the second to last matchup of the season. It's another Pittsburgh and Cleveland game, which I think is just – They are emotional games. The NFL has placed it specifically right at the end of the season because the way that they expected, the AFC North is going to come down to these last couple weeks. So putting the Pittsburgh versus Cleveland game on January 3rd is going to have implications for who is at the top of the rankings for going into the playoffs. So I think it's going to be a key game. It's going to be late in the season. There's going to be a high likelihood of dealing with injuries or having to move some things around by then. It's hard to know exactly what all is going to go into that game. But even if something happens and either Pittsburgh or Cleveland were to fall off a cliff, and at that point, somebody has the division locked up, let's say, it's still going to be a dogfight of a game because somebody will want to play the spoiler. So I just feel like that's going to be a slugfest of a game no matter what happens, because when Cleveland and Pittsburgh get together, is it even really about the playoffs? Like, at that point, somebody just wants to beat up somebody.
I just hope it's not for third
legally and on the field.
I just really hope it's not for third place in the division. I don't mean to be a negative Nelly, but, we forget about the Bengals. I mean, the Bengals look good. I mean, I know the Steelers didn't play their best against the Bengals, but the Bengals look tough. Bengals had another big win. I know Detroit's not a good team, but they took care of Detroit pretty easily. It'll be interesting to see what happens with the Bengals between now and that time. Could they be contending for a division? Who knows? And let's move on to the number two toughest game that you have coming up, because It talks about the other team that I just mentioned, the Baltimore Ravens. And, very interesting. You have that December 5th game. I believe that one's in Pittsburgh. I'll tell you, the thing that's interesting to me about the Ravens is we looked as the season began. They lost one of the top defenders, Marcus Peters, the anchor of their secondary. And then they start losing running backs. J.K. Dobbins had a good start to his career. You lost Gus Edwards. And you're losing everybody. And you're like, oh, my goodness, how can the Ravens respond? And they've responded well. They keep winning. I know some of the games have been kind of fluky. Think back to the Justin Tucker 66-yard field goal to beat Detroit at the last second. But, hey, they're winning. And despite having that number one anchor running back, I mean, they're trotting out all these old school guys like Devontae Freeman. You even saw Le'Veon Bell with a touchdown the other week. And, Lamar Jackson's putting a burden on himself. Now, let's remember past years where Lamar looked great during the regular season, won the MVP, and then went out and laid the egg in the playoffs. So I wouldn't be surprised if that happens again. But it'll be interesting to see what happens. You mentioned December 5th as the second toughest game. It's interesting. Pittsburgh always plays Lamar Jackson well. I mean, you know, no matter what, I mean, the Sooners got a legitimate chance in both these games.
Right. I mean, I have hope that things can go well. I kind of went back and forth as to whether the January 3rd game with Cleveland was actually number two and the Ravens game on the 5th being number three. They kind of, I don't know, almost interchangeable for me. Because I think by December 5th, again, the importance of that game is going to be setting the tone for the last month of the season. Coming away doing well in the December 5th game will be momentum that will carry them through the Browns game on the 3rd. If that makes sense, that's sort of why I went that direction. Yeah, I mean, the Ravens have been banged up. They will continue to be. I think I just read something again this week about another person. I think it was somebody on the defense who's going to be out this week. Yeah, they're just constantly going to be dealing with that. So it really, in some ways, by the time we reach December 5th, I don't even know who all is going to be playing at that point. But again, it's a divisional game. It's key for the Steelers climbing out of the basement right now and trying to get their way back into the hunt for the division title. So I that's why I have it where it is. And the Ravens are always a tough game.
And you have as number one game, Pittsburgh goes to Baltimore. They end the regular season January 9th.
Because right now, I don't have a whole lot of hope that the Steelers will have locked up the division at that point. So I think it's going to be a key divisional game for the last game of the season, which is always difficult to play that last game of the season. I think it's going to be emotional. I think it's going to be a challenge no matter what, because it'll decide the fate of the season, I think.
Yeah. And, you know, you hope it becomes a division title game once they get there. I'm looking at this right now. It's a 1 p.m. Sunday afternoon game on CBS. But, you know, NBC likes to flex those games. So if this is definitely a playoff.
Since it could have playoff implications, that's a game that is ripe to be flexed to a night game.
Yeah. So they could end up on a Monday night followed by a Sunday night game. And, hey, I'm an old guy. I want to sleep. This isn't good. You know, let's flex all our games at 1 p.m. Come on. You know, makes it tough. All right. So I like the list. I don't have too many concerns, but I got two games that you can make an argument for. So let me kind of, I don't know if we want to call these honorable mention or whatever. Let's quickly talk about these before we finish up. Mm-hmm. You know, the Cincinnati game. You know, I hate to say it. I love the time when the Steelers were always better than the Bengals, but the Bengals look tough. Bengals beat up on the Steelers pretty well. I know the Steelers weren't playing super well, but November 28th, you know, Sunday afternoon on CBS, Pittsburgh goes down to play Cincinnati. You think they got a shot?
I think they do. I think the changes that they're making in their O-line, they've gotten the run game working. I think they were at their lowest point in figuring out how to use all of the parts that they had when they went down to Cincinnati earlier in the season. So I think playing them a second time gives Pittsburgh the opportunity to have fixed some of those problems. And it's an AFC North game. They always play each other really tough. So I just don't think they get handled the way that they did last time. But again, I don't necessarily, when I was picking those top five, I kind of felt like even if Pittsburgh did lose a second game to the Bengals, they would still be able to salvage the season if they nail the other five games.
Yeah, and I'm looking, I guess the other game I would question from you, Would be that Chiefs game. I know the Chiefs aren't the team that we thought they'd be at the beginning of the year. Right. I mean, we thought it was going to be this undefeated juggernaut to score 80 points a game. They're a little in disarray. They kind of righted the ship near the end to beat the Washington football team last week. But, man, they looked rough, and they got beat up pretty good at home against Buffalo. What made you think that wasn't going to be on your top five?
Well, I had two different thoughts on it, and they're completely divergent. So here we go. First off, I had written off that game, that we're going to lose that game. Like, so that's not even – it wasn't even something for me to be concerned about initially looking at the whole season. I don't know if we could go back to that the thing that we did, the predictions we did way back when, but I think we had all decided that that was just a game that we were going to lose. As this the city of Pittsburgh, all of our fans, we might as well just go ahead and celebrate our Christmas and don't worry about Boxing Day, because that's not going to be a good day for a Pittsburgh Steeler fan. So initially, I felt like that was just an L we were going to take. It's going to be a tough game. We're going to get beat up. There it is. But the secondary thought was completely opposite that. They're such a mess right now. Is that the game that we need to be worried about? Like, it won't matter how if the Chiefs that have been playing so far show up to that game on December 26th, they won't be something that we'll need to worry about at that point. I believe they're going to right the ship. That's why seasons are long. The first part of the season, that's the hope we hold on to as Pittsburgh Steelers fans. We're not going to be held to the measure that we've already shown. It isn't just automatically a 500 season. We have to play the rest of the season. I think Kansas City is going to pull it back together, but right now they're not looking good. So do we rank that as a difficult game coming up? They've just been a mess.
Well, and here's another thing that, just to kind of give more evidence about the tough schedule the Steelers have. Chargers looked kind of impressive in beating the Browns, but then the Chargers got their heads kicked in last Sunday against the Ravens. But, you know, in a couple weeks, they go out to L.A. on a Sunday night to face the Chargers. So I guess what I'm trying to say is, yeah, I'm feeling better about the Steelers this week. They won two games in a row. They're 3-3. It's a whole heck of a lot better than when they were 1-3. But my goodness, analyzing the schedule, they've got a potential winnable game against the Browns in 2 weeks. They host the Bears and the Lions, which I think both of those are winnable games. Mm-hmm. So if things go the right way, they're 6-3, which was unthinkable after the first four games of the year.
Exactly.
But my goodness, after that, holy cow, they go to L.A., they go to Cincinnati. They host Baltimore. We didn't talk about going out to Minnesota. And I don't think Minnesota's a great team this year, but that could be tricky. That's a Thursday night game, national TV in Minnesota. Again, you would think Petra wins that, but that's not going to be the easiest game in the world. Then they come back.
Because that's only a couple of days after the Ravens game. That's where playing the Ravens is scary. That you only have a couple of days to recover and start playing the Vikings. And so that could really be sticky.
If that wasn't tough enough, you know, we get back to that game you talked about. They're at home against Pittsburgh. Then they go play the Chiefs.
Well, the Titans, yeah. Then in Kansas City.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Right. And then they host Cleveland, and then they go to Baltimore. I mean, it's a murderer's row schedule-wise. So even if the Steelers end up playing better, they could be a 7-6, 7-8 win team just based on all the schedule they got to play. So it's not going to be easy road for the Steelers upcoming.
Nope. Not. It's a game, and that's why you play the game.
Well, and I really look at that, and I mentioned this on the other podcast I did Sunday night. They beat Buffalo. And I know the joke was, oh, it was a fluke. How could they beat Buffalo? They beat Buffalo. They beat a good Buffalo team because their defense played great and their offense didn't make a ton of silly mistakes. If they can do that, Joe, they could be 18 in the league. Now, can they win?
True. Because that same fluke mentality is not being applied to the fact that it took a 66-yard field goal for Baltimore to beat Detroit.
Right.
It's Detroit, and it took a 66-yard field goal.
But I think the hard thing about it, and I'm not even just talking about Baltimore. Right. You're going to have to put four or five of those wins together if you're going to, you know, be a Super Bowl team. So, you know, hey, but we're along for the ride. I hope for the best. I'm just saying, man, do a little bit of analysis on the rest of the schedule. It's going to be some tough sledding, but these are games that Pittsburgh could potentially win. So, absolutely. All right. Well, thanks again for checking out BehindTheSteelCurtain.com's Pittsburgh Steelers Power Half Hour with me, Chris Pugh, and Joe Frost. Thanks for checking us out. Be sure to check out the rest of the podcasts on the network and the daily coverage of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Thanks again. We'll be back next week, and I got to preview it. We're Northeast Ohio natives. We're looking forward to ripping the city of Cleveland, the Browns. It should be a special show. Please come back next week. Thanks for checking us out. Have a great day, everybody.